paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Jordan Sparks?
Yes.
Hi, it's Burt and Jen in Atlanta.
Hi, how are you?
Really good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm really good, actually. Thank you.
I just automatically assume, you know, just based on what I've seen on American Idol, and, you know, we've had John before, that you always wake up in this kind of mood.
Yes.
Like, you're never in a crappy mood. Are you ever in a crappy mood?
I don't know. I've always just been a really happy person. I kind of see the silver lining and everything and the glasses half full type person, you know?
Well, there's no fun in that, so tell us what makes you in a crappy mood. Like, what's the one thing
that
the one thing that immediately in the morning can, like, turn your day around from going to happy to just, like, I'm irritated?
Oh, well, of course, if you get bad news or if somebody else wakes up on the wrong side of bed and they just keep trying to get under your skin because you're happy, and then that's really annoying. Rumors get irritating sometimes. Definitely, you know, girls have that time of the month, so I get irritated at anything. and I think that's about it.
All right, so you brought up rumors get irritating. Let's list off the most irritating one you've had to deal with.
Most irritating rumor. There was a rumor that I was married last year, and
really?
That it was a cover-up. Like, my vocal thing that I went through last year was a cover-up for the fact that I got married and didn't tell my parents.
What?
And didn't invite them to the wedding.
Where does somebody come up with that? I mean, did they just make it up?
I have no idea, but they must have thought about it for a while because it was nice and detailed and all that good stuff.
Where do you find out about these rumors? Are you online or does somebody hit you up with an email? Where do you get knowledge that this kind of stuff is going on around you?
You know what? Sometimes I come across it myself, but most of the time it's somebody else asking me, like, did you really do that? And I'm like, what? If you're my friend and you have my phone number, you know I wouldn't do that.
Right.
So, I don't know why you'd ask. Most of the time I really try and stay away from the blogs and stuff.
Well, now that you're about to head out on tour with the Jonas Brothers, do you think there's going to be some, like, romance, some tourmance rumors about you and one of the brothers?
Oh, of course. I mean, when I was on Idol, I think I dated each guy, Idol contestant, that wasn't married, apparently.
Yeah.
So,
okay, good.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that there's going to be a couple of tour romance things going on, but I don't plan on dating any of them, so that's good.
If we had to predict right now which Jonas brother is going to be the first rumored to hook up with you, who is it going to be?
I would say Joe because he is the closest to my age, but I think he's taken too. So I hope that they don't start a rumor like that. Oh, no, that just wouldn't be good.
Someone's going to listen to this interview and write down that, oh, my God, Jordan Sparks says that if she's going to hook up with any of the Jonas Brothers, it's going to be Joe.
I know. They're going to take it all out of context.
You know, it's already going to get annoying, you know, because people are going to constantly ask you when you're on that tour about the whole virgin thing. Because, you know, we got the Jonas Brothers connection. We got your connection with this. I'm wondering.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to get so annoying for you, I bet.
That I wasn't even thinking about that. Yeah, I'm sure I'll be getting asked about that a lot, but all in all, it's just I'm really, really excited to go on this tour. And it's like they're really good people. I met them 2 years ago, and we kind of just kept in touch, not thinking this would ever happen ever. And now I'm really excited to go on this tour. And we'll see. I gotta make sure I keep my voice in check and do my warm-ups and everything and not get sick.
So with the tour going on, and I know you're working on your sophomore album right now, do you have any room in your life for romance or a boyfriend or fun?
I don't know if I really have room for a boyfriend because I would feel really bad leaving all the time and then him having to wonder, where are you? Who are you hanging out with? Like, that just would not be cool. I do not have time for that kind of drama. But I do have fun, especially when I'm at home, actually, surprisingly enough.
I know you're not looking for a guy, but if a guy wanted to meet Jordan Sparks and hang out, where does he go to do that? I mean, you seem like you're on the road all the time. How can a guy even be introduced to you?
I don't know. That's kind of weird because it's like my life isn't normal anymore. So it wouldn't be just like hey, here's my number, call me type thing. Our paths would have to cross, and then I would be like, he's really cute. Here, give me your email, and I'll hit you up, and we'll see if something can happen.
And Jordan, I know you've been asked this before in other interviews, but of course, we've got to bring it up here, too. You had a huge hit with Chris Brown, No Air, and obviously, you know, everything going on with him and Rihanna. Just want to know, have you been in touch with him since the incident, or do you guys stay in touch?
The only time I really got to talk to him and, like, have a conversation was when we were shooting the music video together, and that was about it. I mean, I'd see him at award shows and just say hello and thank him for being on the song, but other than that, I haven't talked to him, and I haven't seen him or contacted him at all, so I just really hope that they figure things out and, you know, can start healing and get over this, you know?
Do you think if you had that decision in front of you now that you would do a duet with him after all that has happened?
You know, I don't know. I don't think I would do it really soon, but I mean, it all depends on what happens, how things go. I was a fan of his music, and I mean, I still have all of his music that I bought and stuff, and it's just, it's a little bit, you know, weird to try and listen to it because you're like, oh my goodness, oh wow.
Right.
But I don't know. Ask me in a couple months and we'll see.
Okay.
Were you just as shocked as everybody else when you woke up that morning and you found out that happened between the two of them?
Definitely was. I actually had no idea what was going on until I got to the Grammys. So I was completely unaware. It's just a really sad time for both of them, and I just want them both to, like, just focus on getting better and getting through this. So,
of course, we've got to ask you about Idol. Are you watching this season going on right now?
I am, and I watched it last night, and I watched it the night before, and I voted and all that good stuff. I was a little surprised at the elimination last night. I threw my remote at the TV.
Still, really? You're still wrapped up that much in it, really?
I did. Well, because I really liked Alexis Grace. I remembered her from her audition and was voting for her, and I was really sad. It made me really sad. She's not going on a tour, and... You know, it's crazy. I mean, watching it brings me totally back to when I was on the show and, you know, going through elimination nights and group numbers and all that and just the pressure that there was and not knowing if you were going to leave or if you were going to stay for another week. And it's just, oh my gosh, I can only imagine what they're going through. And I'm very jealous of the new stage this year. It's so nice.
If you were handicapping This American Idol, you had to pick one right now that you think is going to win this whole thing, who would you take?
Based on how different he is and how we don't have an Idol winner like him, I think Adam might win.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that Danny Gokey could win.
Yep.
His voice is incredible. So is Adam's. And I also think that Matt kind of came out and showed what he could do when he played the piano at the end of the night. And if there was a girl to win, I think it might be Allison.
Okay.
16-year-old with the red hair.
Really?
She's so cute. If a girl was to win, I think it would be her.
Now, can we expect to see you on Idol this season? Are you going to go back and perform at all?
I hope so. I think we're in talks of maybe having me back on the show this year, and I hope I get to. I love being able to go back and, you know, meet the contestants and see them and see the stage and see everybody that we worked with when we were on the show.
What is going on with this Maercraft carrier? Are you doing a duet with John Mayer on, like, a cruise ship coming up?
I don't know if it's really it's not really a duet, but I think he's going to be playing his guitar while I sing. There is a cover song that I'm doing. He might sing, he might not. We have rehearsals next week, so we'll find out how it's actually all going to go. But I'm very, very excited. I'm a huge fan. When he asked me to join this, I was just definitely in shock. I'm just really excited to go on it. I'm not staying on the cruise because I can't. I'm really scared of water.
Oh, really?
I have cruise ships and water for a long time. Just don't mix with me. Titanic scarred me for life, seriously. I can't do it.
And how about new music? What else you got your hands into these days?
Actually, I started recording my second album, kind of hit the ground running recording, and I'm doing a lot of writing, and I'm really excited about that. So now I'm more involved in the writing process, and so far I've gotten 21 songs recorded.
Wow.
21 songs recorded, and I'm still nowhere near finished. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, Jordan, are you on Facebook or Twitter yet?
I am on Twitter, and it is The Real Jordan. That's my name. Or I think you can look up Jordan Sparks, too. I can't believe that it is as addicting as it is. I have it on my phone, and I'm just like, hey, guys, what's up? This is what I just did. And it's a really cool way to keep in touch. I think it's genius, actually.
Jen and I have, like, stayed away from it. Like, it's just one of those things that I know, I think, that if I get into it, I'm not going to be able to put the phone down.
Right. I know. I was thinking about that, too, and I was just like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Okay, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it. And we look forward to the future projects. And thanks for just being so cool with us and hanging out so long.
Thank you. No problem. You guys have a good day, okay?
You too. Talk to you later.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.